Good morning.
Good morning.
You might want to turn me down, Rick. I tend to project anyway. Welcome to a different service this morning. We have a lot going on, and I've been blessed with four young helpers, so don't necessarily go by the bulletin, but just stay attentive. First thing we thought what we would do, where are you going to be? Okay. I did receive a message from Susie this morning in regards to Mike that I will share during prayers, but Dottie had the idea that maybe she'd do a panoramic view of us and we can all just say good morning to Mike. So, hi Mike!
Hi Mike!
Oh. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hope you're doing what you're supposed to.
Hey, I hope you're recovering.
Cool. Thank you. Nice idea. Olivia?
For the call to worship.
Please stand. Please stand.
Please stand called for the call to worship. We come to worship faithfully. God, we are here again this morning. We come faithfully, but there is a part of us that all doubts,
that wonders.
Are you really there? Are you really listening? Can we really trust you? We live in a world where we cannot live without you.
This morning, give us an assurance of what we cannot always see,
a conviction of hope in your presence and your power.
We want to be faith-filled, confident in your abiding and unfailing love for us.
Amen.
Amen. And we have a scripture reading first. This is Miss Allison.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it.
Thank you. Now we'll go to our first hymn, 380. There's Within My Heart a Melody.
Thank you.
Thank you. While you're up, please mingle, greet each other with a friendly smile, fist bump, whatever. Good morning.
Thanks for doing this today.
Hey, no problem. Morning, Martha.
I was on four. Oh my God, I'm going crazy.
Hey, welcome to the crowd. Good morning. See, it's... I just reminded the girls it's kind of like a classroom. Once you let them talk, it's hard to get them back in together. But Miss Caitlin will now share another scripture with us.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we live by believing and not by seeing.
Thank you, Caitlin. First of all, as we go to prayers, I would like to give you an update on Mike, and my apologies, considering I do the announcements, I should have had something in there about Mike already, but anyway, Mike had his surgery on Tuesday. It was over 4 hours long. He came through it fine. The surgeon was really pleased with how everything went. This morning's report says Mike went to a step-down unit yesterday. He must be able to transfer himself before he can come home. He can't use his arms to push up, or he'll split the incision in his chest. So, and he has a fused ankle, which makes it a little bit harder to get the leverage to stand up using just his legs. So that's what PT will be working on. She just wants to get him home. She said, all in God's timing. Thank you all for your support in many ways. That's from Susie this morning. There are cards in the gym if you'd like to sign. Also, if you want Mike's address, let somebody in the office know. We've got it in the directory. Also, our brother Carl is not doing very well. He keeps falling, and he's having a lot of problems with his legs. He's now doing Meals on Wheels, and in a couple of weeks, they think they're going to put him into a nursing home. So please keep Carl and his family in your prayers. Again, our neglect. We have two prayer quilts up here during our last song, if you would come by and pray over them. The first one is for our sister Phyllis, who we forgot to give one to. And welcome back, Phyllis. It's good to see you here. And the second one is for Mike.
I have to say this. I'm doing amazingly well. And it's the whole time it's been above and beyond anything that I had thought. I've had very little pain. But I thank you for all the prayers and all the cards and all the food. It's just been amazing. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to raise a couple prayers. As you know, we've been praying for the young boy, Joshua, who's a teenager fighting this horrible disease. He is finally home right now, which is a blessing. He spent more time in the hospital this year than he has been at home. But unfortunately, his mom is now in the hospital with some heart issues. So just keep Joshua and his family in your prayers this week as we go forward. And there are others listed in our bulletin. Let's go to prayer. O Lord our God, thank you that you know our every need. You have promised that you will give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Please help us to draw strength as we feel weak, to receive your healing when we feel pain, and to know your comfort in the midst of our distress. You are the God of endurance and encouragement. Help us to live in perfect harmony with you and glorify you with our thoughts, words, and deeds. Please accept our heartfelt prayer as we pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we trespass those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And let's listen to God in silence, for he speaks in his turn during prayer. Thank you. If you could only see this pile up here. And my apologies for messing up the Lord's Prayer. I even wrote it down so I wouldn't, and I still did. If you can stand for our affirmation of faith. We believe in God who created us to be his very own. We believe in Christ, God's way of coming into us in a vivid and powerful human way. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God's presence with us now. We believe in God's shaping, healing, forgiving presence, which works both in and through our lives, making us to be the children of God. Faithful and victorious. Amen. Seated, except the choir.
The storm clouds gather far across.
Thank you. At this time, we would like to honor our veterans. Would our veterans please stand? Thank you so much for your service. And if you would join me in the litany for our veterans. We ask you, the Lord Almighty, to grant our veterans healing, quiet, peace, and prosperity. Creator of the world, be their guard and keeper still. For all ill dreams and terrors of the night, defend them. From their hearts and from their minds, lift the yoke of perils and dangers past and free them from their burdens. Strengthen them when they, who have already seen so much change and chance in their lives, are wearied by the continuing changes and chances of this fleeting world. As you have done in the past, do so even now. Defend them from all perils and dangers in their lives. Look upon them and reach out to them, O Lord, from the blessed place where you dwell, and touch their lives for good. Enable them to know that, while others may seem to have forgotten them or failed in gratitude, you have not forgotten them, and your love for them never fails. Our Lord, show them your mercy and build them up. Amen. Now, if I could have the children join me up front. I've got a surprise. Come on, children. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, much better. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to read a little bit to you, but first, we're going to do an experiment. Do you like experiments?
Yes.
All right. Step into my lab, please. I have to put my safety glasses on. This is just...
I noticed...
What is this? Just ordinary Coke. Warm Coke.
I love Coke.
This?
Mentos.
Mentos. Just ordinary plain Mentos.
I love Mentos.
But what happens when you mix them?
It will like it will go really high.
You think so?
It just foams up.
It explodes.
Yeah, it explodes.
How many of you think it's going to explode? Okay, then you better step back just a little bit.
We don't
want you to get wet.
I want to get wet.
Are you ready?
Like
I'm sorry ahead of time, Miss Linda. A dud!
Wait.
Do the whole thing. Oh. Sit back.
Oh, here it comes! Here it comes! When at first you don't succeed, try again.
Do the whole thing. Oh,
Bring it up. This is supposed to be a lesson in faith. I guess our faith isn't strong enough.
Like a whole bag
at once.
At the
same time.
Shake it more.
Put them all in.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it hard.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Now you know why I was the gym teacher and not the science teacher. Okay, so back to our positions. We are going to assume that it exploded. Oh, mercy. And you know, they even said to try it at home to see if it would work, and I had faith that it would work. Oh, well. Okay. Imagine that you're in a big city. And you meet a homeless person. How many have ever met a homeless person? How many of you have seen them along the street? Maybe you didn't meet them, but you've seen them along the street. What would you do?
I would give them $10 and give them a sandwich.
Okay, $10 and a sandwich.
I would give them $100 and two sandwiches.
Oh, $100 and two sandwiches. Can I up that bid to two? No, I'm just kidding. Do you think you'd be kind to them, or do you think you might walk the other way so you didn't have to deal with them? What do you think? Be kind? What do you think, Olivia?
I would be like the hot dog person on YouTube and give them a few hot dogs.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share a story from the Bible. How many of you ever heard of the Samaritan woman? Okay. One day, Jesus went through Samaria, an area of Israel that Jews regularly avoided. And when he stopped at the well to get a drink of water, he met a woman who had come from a bad past. That means she did some things that she probably isn't very proud of. Now, most men would have ignored her. After all, men and women usually didn't even talk to each other in public back then. And you never talked to a Samaritan woman. They were to be avoided at all costs by the Jews. Not only that, but this woman was especially looked down upon by others in her town. Sound like she have any friends? Probably not. In fact, she had such a bad reputation that she had to go out at noon, the hottest time of the day, so that no one in the town would see her when she went to the well to get her water. But in spite of her past, Jesus loved her anyways, and he wanted to have a relationship with her. In John 4:14, Jesus explained how to go receive eternal life when he said, "Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Remarkably, the woman put her faith in Christ. Faith in Christ reminds me of what this bottle was supposed to do. It was supposed to explode and go over the bowl. That's why we had the bowl. And that's why it reminds me of faith. Because faith in Christ is powerful. When you put your faith in Christ, some pretty cool things happen. It's just going to foam up. Yeah. First of all, your sins are forgiven when we put our faith in Christ. Yes, sir.
So when you did that, you might need to shake it up just a little bit harder.
Well, we might try after worship. The second thing that happens when you put your faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into your life. The third thing is, if we believe in Jesus, we get eternal life. Just as Jesus offered eternal life to the woman at the well, he offers you and me that same invitation today and every day. Let's go to prayer. We thank you for the opportunity to get to know you. We want the faith that you offered the Samaritan woman, Lord. We want to believe that what we hope for, we will be given through you. Amen. Couple things. First of all, you get a sucker. That's the only reason the girls came down. Just saying. They were worried they were going to have to miss out. And it's noisy coin offering today. So I have a question. Can I use you two oldest gentlemen to do the offering today?
I'm just old.
That's all right. You're old enough.
I'm seven.
Here.
I'm five.
I'm nine.
You two go over on this side and get as much coin as you can. You just stand. You two guys just stand right here. And you three go on this side and collect. Okay? Go over here on this side and get as much money as you can. Okay, you two stay here. Come here. Zachary and who are you?
Justin.
Okay, come here. Okay. What I'm going to have you do is take the offering plates. Okay? I'll give them to you right now. Who? Oh. Okay. So you go on one side. Pass the plate down the row. You go on this side and pass the plate down the row. Okay? Go ahead. Always a little flexible Sunday with me, you know. Go upstairs. Wally, go back there. Go back. Raise your hand if you have coin and they missed you. Thank you, Josh. Ooh. Would you like to shake the bucket a couple times? Make some noise. There you go. Thank you, honey. Thank you all to all my helpers. God of the universe, thank you that your promises are sure. You are faithful. We can rely on you. Your word says that we will find joy in offering our time, talents, and money to meet the needs of others. Help us to give freely, sacrificially, and cheerfully towards the work of your kingdom. May you cause the seeds that we sow to grow into well-watered, fruitful trees of life. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face shine upon us. And turn your face towards us and give us peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next song is 374, Standing on the Promises. Nicely done. You may be seated. Ms. Breslin will give us our next scripture readings.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the confidence that we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
Thank you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. Amen. A few weeks ago, I was at my mom's, and we were preparing to go to the Armenian church, which she's been doing every week to do some baking. The Armenian women bake all summer long, and then in November, they have a big church bazaar, and they sell all their baked goods. Along with that, they have an Attic Treasures, which would be our version of the rummage sale. And in it, my mom had a box full of Armenian books that she was going to donate to their sale. Well, I decided to look through the books, and I found four that I thought I would read. As you may know, I am of an Armenian descent. My mother is full Armenian, and both of her parents immigrated from Armenia, and they met here in this country. Because my mom married a non-Armenian, or an Odar, is what we called them, we didn't have much to do with the Armenian church growing up. In fact, my mom and dad were married in the Methodist church, and mom still attends there at almost 94 years old. The first book that I decided to read from the box mom was donating was A Portrait of a Survivor by Florence Sahoigian. It is the story of her mother and grandmother's exodus from the Armenian genocide. My maternal grandmother, Sophie, her mother, two younger brothers, and an aunt also left Armenia during the Armenian genocide. Her youngest brother died during their travels. Grandma didn't talk much about their exodus. My understanding is most of them didn't talk much. Over the years, I've heard and read stories of how bad it was. The Armenian genocide was the first genocide in modern history. It was the systematic destruction of the Armenian people. On April 24, 1915, the Ottoman Empire arrested and deported hundreds of Armenians. An estimated 800,000 to 1.2 million were sent on death marches through the Syrian desert. It's not easy to read about what happened to those folks, my ancestors, as they were driven from their homes. Unimaginable things. They were treated worse than animals. As horrendous as that decade was, there were also amazing stories of survival. You might wonder, how could anyone survive such treatment? How do they recover? How do they start over? How do they recover enough to eventually marry again in this country and have families of their own? How do they live without being bitter for what they've gone through? The author states that these two ordinary women, her mother and grandmother, led extraordinary lives. They turned their pain into a lifetime of helping other people live better lives. Not only was it a story of enormous pain, it's also a story of enormous victory. The Armenians have a saying, and I'm not going to try to say it, but basically it is, we will survive. You will not destroy us. Florence, the author of the book, attributes their turnaround to their strong faith. They were often heard saying things like, God loves me so much. He's given me so much in my life. I'm the luckiest person in the world. All things work for the good for those that love the Lord. God works in mysterious ways. It's hard for us to imagine those women or any of the Armenians or anybody who's lived through a genocide like that to have those thoughts of their loving God. After reading the book, it had me wondering, what is faith? According to Webster, faith is an allegiance to duty or a person. It's loyalty. It's complete trust. It's without a doubt. A system of religious beliefs. A firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Like it would bubble over. The Bible talks a lot about faith. As we heard from our many scripture readings this morning, our biblical definition of faith is that it is the things we hope for, believing it will happen. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, there are a lot of examples of faith. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than his brother Cain. Abel's offering gave evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gift, even though it eventually led to his death. It was also by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God told him to leave home and travel to a new land. He had no idea where he was headed or how long the journey would last. It was by faith that Sarah was able to have a child. She believed, even though she was very old. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. It was also by faith that Moses grew up and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. It was also by faith that he led God's people out of Egypt. It was by faith that the disciples went out and spread the good news of God. They all did what they did, believing all that God had promised. So what is faith for us? It is when we put our trust in God with the confidence that he would fulfill his promises for us, just like he did for the people in the Bible. We tend to think of faith as a noun, a person, place, or thing. However, faith is also a verb. It's an action. Faith is our relationship with God. It's living and believing all that he has taught us through the Bible. What does faith look like? If it's an action, we show our action is by showing our relationship with God through our actions. It's the person who continues to live their life after receiving bad news as if God will take care of things. It's the person who has little but still helps out their neighbor who is in need. It's the person who has lost a child but still manages to get up every day and go about their business because they believe God is taking care of their child who has passed and they will meet again. It's a person waiting for their loved one who is having surgery for over 4, 5, 6 or more hours, but they're not worried. They know God is in control. Bottom line, faith is believing everything God has promised us will come true. Lord, help us with our unbelief. Amen. Our closing hymn is We Believe. You should have an insert. Don't tell Mike it's only 10 minutes to 12.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe.
While we finish doing the prayers over the quilts, I'll do some brief announcements. We have two bags of turkey bones still in the freezer that need to find a home. We had our charge conference last week, and there are papers out there on the table if you're interested in what took place. The Christmas parade in Clinton is coming up. If the church is going to participate, we need a chairperson willing to take that on. The Christmas boxes are due the 19th, and the seniors' turkey dinner is next Saturday. And we also have a birthday to celebrate today. So if you will join me in wishing Pastor Bill a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Reverend Smith.
Now, if you'll join me for the benediction. Freedom, like faith, needs our attention and our cooperation. Lord, be with us now to strengthen us, about us to keep us, above us to protect us, beneath us to uphold us, before us to direct us, behind us to keep us from straying, and round about us to defend us. Blessed are you, Father, forever and ever. Amen.